We're standing in one of the many illegally cleared fields at the edge of the Amazon rainforest, home to 1 in 10 known species on Earth, our planet's lungs. And it's being burned by people who either don't understand or don't care that when the Amazon dies, we all die. Today's protest puts our elected officials on notice. Stop the deforestation or pay the price at the ballot box. I've once again posted our coordinates in the caption of this video. Join us in the fight for our planet.
I don't know how they can ignore that. That's why I love you, Natalia. You're a revolutionary.
People need to understand what's at stake. You think they'll come?
Here's someone now. Oh shit, it's Pedro.
What's with its banner, Javier? Keep the Amazon? Luz Carvalho?
Claudio Carvalho and big food corps like his are the reason why deforestation in Brazil has increased 88% over the past year.
He's also well-connected. People like Marina Moro.
Politicians like Moro are the kind of people we're going to drive out.
Brother, please, you're scientists. Drop this activism thing. Your family's blood will be on your hands.
This isn't about any one family, Pedro. This is about all of us.
You know what? I hope someone does shoot you. That's the only way you'll learn.
Pedro, I love you. I forgive you.
You guys will work it out. You always do.
I know. It's just hard.
Oh my God. Javi? Javier? Get up!
Welcome to Solve, the interactive mystery podcast where you don't just hear about crimes, you solve them. Each episode will present you with a different case inspired by a true crime. You'll interrogate suspects, piece together evidence, and investigate the crime scene. You're the detective. This is your case. Can you solve it? Solve presents Amazon Assassination.
I had just gotten in the worst fight of my life with my brother. I storm off, then I hear gunshots. I come running back and I see them, Javier and Natalia, lying in their own blood. It didn't have to be this way. I told them they were getting in too deep, but they've been so stubborn lately. I guess everything changed for them after the fire.
Faster than anything I've ever seen. We have to go.
Let me just grab a few things from the hut.
No, we have to leave it.
There's a decade of research in there.
There's no time. Come on.
Grab this. Okay. You ready? Ow. It's all gone.
We'll rebuild.
Fucking Carvalho.
We don't know that's who did this.
Don't be so naive, Javier. Carvalho clears the land, farms it, makes more money, and to hell with collateral damage like us.
There's no use in being angry, especially at each other.
Our home just burned to the ground. I'm allowed a few moments of justified rage. Okay. But you're right. Now's not the time to get mad. Now's the time to organize.
Natalia became obsessed, organizing all these protests and social media campaigns. In the end, a lot of powerful people wanted them dead, and those people want you to think the killers have been caught. You know, those boys they arrested? But I was there. I was the one who caught them, standing over my brother's body. They may have pulled the trigger, but they're just pawns. These terrified 16, 17-year-old kids, they didn't kill Javier and Natalia on their own. They were working for someone.
Oh, We were set up. We keep telling you we don't know who hired us. But it's the truth.
They don't believe us, Davi.
They need to hear the voicemail. Somebody left us this creepy message. Look, this is our home address. Go there. Our pops will give you my phone.
Good luck finding the place. We're deep in the favela. Hey, you figure out who sent these messages. Does it mean we're getting out?
Sal, we're not getting out.
Then why give these strangers our phone?
It's the right thing to do.
The phone is all yours. We do not have much, obviously. But it was important to me that Sal and Davi have phones so that they could call if they ever got in trouble. Look, my boys are not killers. Somehow, someone with money got their number. Someone who knew I cannot work with this bum leg. Sal and Davi, they were just trying to help the family. Here, listen.
The gun will be wrapped in a cloth and left outside your home the night before the protest. If the activists are killed as instructed, you will be paid $1,000. If you fail, we will find you, and you'll pay us back with your lives.
They had them over a barrel. Kill or be killed. How are a bunch of poor teenagers from the favela supposed to know how to handle this, huh? I feel terribly about what happened to those scientists. But whoever set all this up took my boys away too.
I don't know who was behind the voicemail. Could have been the same person who started the fires. Carvalho already burned down Javi and Natalia's home. You think he's above planning a hit on them?
All right, let's build a new home.
We should speak with the tribal leader of the area. Let him know we're here, we mean no harm.
They left. Cleared out with the fires. All part of Carvalho's plan. Get rid of the tribes and get more land to clear for his farms.
I heard he's got trucks coming in this weekend.
I bet he's gonna be pissed when thousands of people stand in the way of those trucks.
Thousands?
We're viral, babe. Don't you know?
Whoa. Look at all these reposts.
People are fed up. This is just the beginning.
Here's the thing. Sal and me, we liked what those activist guys were doing.
Yeah, you know. Save the Amazon and all that.
Whoever sent that voicemail, that's who wanted them dead.
Tell them about the rancher.
Oh yeah, the rancher. Miguel Oliveira. We heard he got his son to shoot some lady like 10 years back. Now his son's in jail for life. Sal and me were thinking he got someone to do his dirty work once before. He's probably the one who set this whole thing up.
Hey, tell me what you think of this tweet. Hey, Representative Moro. When are you going to tell Carvalho to stop tearing down your constituents' home for profit? Tread lightly, Senora Moro. We're watching.
I like that. Tread lightly.
Okay.
Okay, I'm almost done with the press release for the protest. Someone's outside. Hello?
Javier, Natalia.
What the hell are you doing here?
My name is Miguel Oliveira. I am a cattle farmer.
We know who you are.
I only want to speak with you.
Your son murdered our mentor.
And for 10 years, I've been paying for that crime. Every day. I feel terrible for what happened to that woman.
Luisa. Her name was Luisa. She was the smartest, bravest environmental scientist in all of Brazil. You better not even think about asking for forgiveness because...
No, I understand. Apologies are useless at this point. But I do want to make amends. I'm not the same man I once was. I couldn't blame Javier and Natalia for how they reacted. See, 10 years ago, my ranching business was expanding, and I needed more land. The activist, Luisa, she was working with the indigenous people, getting in the way. I guess I was railing against them, making a lot of noise about it. My son, he took it all to heart, and he took our rifle, and he shot that lady in her home. It's my greatest shame.
You really expect us to believe you've changed?
Maybe this will convince you.
alternative meat.
What?
I want to get into alternative meat.
You're a rancher, Miguel.
Times are changing. Soybeans are in such high demand, and crops take up less land than cattle.
Farming still means deforestation, or did you not hear about Carvalho burning down our home?
Soybeans aren't the reason your home was burned down. Greed is. And I'm not greedy like Carvalho. Not anymore.
So, go be a farmer, Miguel. What do you want with us?
Well, you have the ear of the people.
You want some sort of alliance?
Yes, exactly. Keep the Amazon, lose Carvalho, right? An ethical local business to fill the void. I don't clear 1 acre without consulting with you two. Deal?
Let us think about it.
Look, cattle ranching is unpredictable. I was sincere when I proposed a partnership to Natalia and Javier. Nothing I can say or do can reverse the pain my son caused them. But I thought if we came together in a common goal, everyone would benefit.
You're not actually considering this. You really think Miguel can be trusted?
I think conservation activism makes for strange bedfellows, that's all.
What are you guys doing? Do you know that everyone's talking about this protest?
Hello to you too, Pedro. And yeah, that's kind of the whole idea.
If we want Representative Moro's attention, we've got to go big, okay? Even Miguel Oliveira came to us about a partnership.
The cattle rancher? He's a killer.
That's his son.
And who do you think he got the idea from?
Everyone deserves a second chance.
Probably only came to you because he's about to sign this big government contract.
What are you talking about?
He's going to get thousands of acres for his cattle farm through some bullshit law.
Strange bedfellows, huh, Javier? Wait, Pedro, how do you know about the land deal? I haven't read anything about it yet.
I'm working for Moro, okay? As a courier, just for some extra cash.
Wow. You're lecturing us about our partnerships and you're working for
Look
the-
Look out! Everybody okay?
There's a note attached.
It says get out of the Amazon.
You see what's happening? If you two don't stop, people are going to come after us. Think about my kids.
We're not going to let anything happen to the family, Pedro.
Sure.
Who did this?
Break through the window? That's gangster shit. I'm thinking Carvalho.
Carvalho Foods is the number one producer of agricultural exports in all of Brazil. I built an empire. Respectfully, a couple of tree huggers are not worth my time. I was just conducting my business. It was the girl who was getting all hostile.
Got the car keys?
Yeah. Have you got the list of demands to give tomorrow?
Yep, I have. Oh, shit. Javi, it's Carvalho.
What are you doing here?
Where are you two rushing off to? Gonna chain yourself to some trees?
We have a meeting with Marina Moro.
You're not welcome here.
I thought the Amazon was all of our land. Look, I have the internet. I see this protest you're planning. Do the smart thing and call it off.
We're not afraid of you, Carvalho.
You get a few likes online, and you think you're tough shit now? I'd be careful if I were you. Or didn't you learn anything when your little friend Luisa got in the way of progress?
If you think burning down our home, then coming here and making threats is going to stop us, then you're even dumber than your reputation.
Fine. Fuck you both. Don't say I didn't warn you.
I come from the favelas. I clawed my way to the top. I'm legit now. You think I fuck it all up, killing 2 science geeks? Nah. You wanna find out who killed those 2? Follow the money.
Natalia, Javier, come in. Senora Moro is just finishing up in a meeting.
Wow, this is so fancy.
She'll be with you in a moment.
Representative Moro.
Call me Marina, please. Thank you for coming. I am so happy to be able to tell you in person how much I appreciate the work you're doing for Brazil.
Really?
You look surprised.
Well, it's just that... Well, you don't seem to be a fan of conservation.
We know that you're behind a bill allowing people like Miguel Oliveira and Claudio Carvalho to buy land.
Well, first, let me be clear that anyone caught illegally burning any land will be forbidden from owning it, and they'll be jailed. And yes, we're selling the burned areas, but part of this new law requires land buyers to provide a conservation plan, meaning reforestation.
Sorry, this is not how we expected this conversation to go.
Still, profiting off of the Amazon never leads to anything good.
Well, some finessing may be in order, which is why I'm so glad you're here.
Was that a blue macaw?
That's local. He's my number one buddy. Follows me everywhere.
They're extinct in the wild.
I'm working on their repopulation.
So, you really... really are interested in conservation?
Very much so.
If that's true, we drew up a list of demands, but... maybe this could be more of a partnership. We could announce at the protest.
I like the way you're thinking. Adriana, make a copy of these papers.
Absolutely.
Natalia and Javier were agents of change. The kind of change I thought I could make when I came into office. Change takes time. Without their voices, I fear our conservation efforts will take a giant step back. Their deaths were a dark day for Brazil.
I'm sorry. Did you say conservation and mortal? No. Those two things don't mix. All I'm saying is that, like, 4 years ago, I donated to mortal. And the next year was a banner year for Carvalho Foods. You like that pool over there? I call it the Moto Swimming Pool.
R5, 2-for-1, fresh and juicy.
Do we need more tomatoes?
Yeah, get a few.
Why aren't you returning my calls?
Are you following us, Miguel?
Look, Miguel, we're not going to work with you.
Why not? I thought we were going to be a team.
You don't want to be a team. You just want us on your side so that we don't stage a protest on the new land you're getting for your cattle farm. Alternative meat, my ass.
Oh, okay, yes, I was offered a contract, but I turned it down. Carvalho signed the contract. Isn't he the one that you're protesting?
Oh, don't worry. We'll be protesting all of you.
Thought we could have had something here.
Join us tomorrow as we speak truth to power. Hashtag keep the Amazon. Hashtag lose Carvalho. Send. All right, last post for tonight. Here's to tomorrow.
To tomorrow. Pedro? It's almost midnight.
You need to hear this.
Your family has made our life very difficult. If the protest goes forward, be prepared to pay the price.
It's all talk.
All talk? Was it all talk when Luisa was shot for doing the same thing you guys are doing? Guys, please, we're your family. My children are your children.
And I want to provide a future for them. If we stop what we're doing because of threats...
Empty threats!
They're not empty!
If we stop, we might as well be dead, okay? Tomorrow has to go forward. And the day after that, and the day after that, the world is burning, Pedro, literally.
You're killing us.
We're saving you. Saving all of us.
We all have to do what we think is right, I guess. Good night.
It's Marina Moro. Señora Moro?
Don't go through with the protest.
What do you mean?
My staff has been getting some ominous threats.
Voicemails.
Then you know. Look, I want to make this happen. I do, but I just can't be in this fight right now.
So, you really are just another politician.
I'm sorry. But I can't be a part of this. If I were you two, I wouldn't show up either.
I tried to warn them. They knew their lives were at risk. Had I shown up to the protest, I could have been killed too.
We're standing in one of the many illegally cleared fields at the edge of the Amazon rainforest, home to 1 in 10 known species on Earth, our planet's lungs. And it's being burned by people who either don't understand or don't care that when the Amazon dies, we all die. Today's protest puts our elected officials on notice. Stop the deforestation or pay the price at the ballot box. I've once again posted our coordinates in the caption of this video. Join us in the fight for our planet.
I don't know how they can ignore that. That's why I love you, Natalia. You're a revolutionary.
People need to understand what's at stake. You think they'll come?
Here's someone now. Oh shit, it's Pedro.
What's with its banner, Javier? Keep the Amazon? Luis Carvalho?
Claudio Carvalho and big food corps like his are the reason why deforestation in Brazil has increased 88% over the past year.
He's also well-connected. People like Marina Moro.
Politicians like Moro are the kind of people we're going to drive out.
Brother, please, you're scientists. Drop this activism thing. Your family's blood will be on your hands.
This isn't about any one family, Pedro. This is about all of us.
You know what? I hope someone does shoot you. That's the only way you'll learn.
Pedro, I love you. I forgive you.
You guys will work it out. You always do.
I know. It's just hard.
Oh my God. Javi? Javier? Get up!
You've reached the end of the investigation. It's time to decide who you think ordered the killing of Natalia and Javier. Here are your suspects. Javier's brother, Pedro.
You know what? I hope someone does shoot you. That's the only way you'll learn.
The rancher, Miguel Oliveira.
We know who you are.
I only want to speak with you.
Your son murdered our mentor.
The gangster turned businessman. Claudio Carvalho.
You think you're tough shit now? I'd be careful if I were you. Or didn't you learn anything when your little friend Luisa got in the way of progress?
The politician, Marina Moro.
I'm sorry, but I can't be a part of this. If I were you two, I wouldn't show up either.
Or did the shooters, the Santos brothers, act on their own?
We were set up. We keep telling you we don't know who hired us, but it's the truth.
We'll be back with the answer after a word from our sponsor. Now it's time to find out who killed Natalia and Javier. The mastermind was two-faced politician Marina Moro. Ms. Moro may have portrayed herself as a conservationist, but she was only interested in making money off of the Amazon rainforest.
All I'm saying is that, 4 years ago, I donated to Moro. And the next year was a banner year for Carvalho Foods.
Everything Moro said was a lie to manipulate whomever she was speaking to.
I am so happy to be able to tell you in person how much I appreciate the work you're doing for Brazil.
I'm sorry, but I can't be a part of this. If I were you two, I wouldn't show up either.
The only time Moro was telling the truth was in the voicemail she would leave using a digitally distorted voice.
The activists are killed as instructed. You will be paid $1,000. If you fail, we will find you, and you will pay us back with your lives.
But it wasn't what Moro said on the voicemails that gave her away. It was a noise that could be heard in the background, an odd, robotic sound.
Your family has made our life very difficult. If the protest goes forward, be prepared to pay the price.
Moro made sure to distort her voice beyond recognition, but forgot about one thing.
Well, Was that a blue macaw?
That's local. He's my number one buddy. Follows me everywhere.
The strange sounds in the background were Moro's beloved pet bird, Loco. Extinct in the wild, the blue macaw's calls could only have come from Marina Moro's office. This episode was inspired by the 2011 murder of a conservationist and his wife in Brazil. After becoming a prominent opponent of loggers and ranchers in the fight to preserve the Amazon rainforest, the activist and his wife began receiving death threats. And despite being named in a 2008 report by a human rights group as an activist considered at risk of assassination, he was denied police protection. 3 years later, the couple was shot and killed in an ambush attack. The killing of Amazon conservationists has only gotten worse since, with 57 activists murdered in 2017 alone. Natalia was played by Carla Tassara. Javier by Karam Maliki Sanchez. Pedro by Edward L. Reyna. Claudio by John Malario. Miguel by Paolo Andino. Marina by Rachel Quaintance. Davy by Abraham Rodriguez. Sal by Dante Amato. Senor Santos by Steve Wilcox. Adriana by Amber Romero. Various sellers were played by Paolo Andino, Amber Romero, and Steve Wilcox. This episode was written by Amelia Phillips, directed by Corey Surge, executive produced by Corey Surge and Walt Palmer, produced, recorded, and mixed by Salt Audio, edited and sound designed by Zach Pino for Salt Audio, original music and score by Noah Gersh and Jamie Sheffman at Salt Audio, recorded at Bang Zoom Studios. Casting by Romy Stutman. Casting assistant, Daisy Laura. Production coordinator, Liz LeMay. Next time on Solve, a teen's bright future is snuffed out.
911, what's your emergency?
Newport Beach High School. I'm in the girls' bathroom by the back exit. We need help, please.
We have a unit on the way.
She's bleeding and she's not breathing. She's dead.
Was Hazel the victim of classroom jealousy? Or is it possible she knew too much?
For a small fee, I will make sure her application meets ULA's standards of acceptance. She gets in, I get paid for my time. Clean deal.
You know this is illegal, right?
Tune in next week to find out.